Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Ship to Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life. Hope I make it through the night. Take a look around.
Hanley drives it to center field. That ball's deep. Back goes Schaefer. At the wall.
Take a look around.
My goodness. An absolute bomb.
Take a look around.
Reggie Bush. With a big hole, hurtling at a fender, and there he goes! And the dagger for the Miami Dolphins!
Take a look.
This is the Southernmost Sports Wrap, only at Ship to Shore Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Another Thursday night, and you're live with the Zen Man and Hootie. Hootie is not on just yet, but I'm going to kick it off. I am tired. The Zen Man is graduating in a few weeks from college, and I'll be honest with you, it's very sleepless, I guess. I just don't have time for anything, but I do have time for some sports rap. I am here. I'm live. And just so you guys know, we don't get too many callers, which is okay. I know a lot of you guys are listening. And the number of show, I did hit a record high last week, 356 listens, and I do appreciate all of my listeners. I hope the Zen Man is, giving you guys useful information, because I do try, and I have a lot of useless and useful information in my head about sports. So I like the hour I have, and I like getting it out to all you guys, all my fans. And just so you guys know, the call-in number is 347-215-9420. If you guys want to call in and speak with the host. Talk about anything. We might be on the subject of Olympics. You can call in and talk about hockey. I don't really care. You can't really catch me off guard. So just call in, no problem. And we do have Hootie on the line.
Yes, we do. What's up, my friend?
Chilling. What's going on, Hootie? Not much, man. Just a long day. Just playing on my listeners, man. Just got a lot of schoolwork to do. It's the sleep. That's what it is. I just feel like I've been in a treadmill, and somebody picked me up, put me down in the seat and said, talk sports. But at least I had time to get a drink.
What's it all about?
Yes, sir. And I am calling live from Miami. I believe you are in Key West?
As close as I can get.
Hey, it wouldn't be the Southernmost Sports Wrap. My co-host didn't live pretty close to Key West, right?
Yeah, 10 miles out. It's all good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. Got about an hour with everybody today. So let's kick it off. Just some news that I have written down. Just so you guys know, I did have had plans to have Kyle Kaiser on the show. This would have been his third time on the show. I do have pretty good plans to have him on next week. I've had him on twice. He finished Nebraska at Kearney playing football there as a wide receiver. He broke a bunch of records. And, he's now in the EuroLeague, or he's in Europe playing overseas for the Vienna Vikings. And I believe he's got a big game coming up on Saturday for the championship. And he's a really nice guy. He used to work in NASCAR, before, just doing a pit crew. And now he's following his dream. He didn't quite make the NFL yet because Nebraska at Kearney is Division 1, 2A. Excuse me, Division 2. Division 2, so... But they finished at the top. I don't think they won the championship, but they were up like top five a few times. So he's doing great over there, and I like having him on every 3-4 months and to see how he's doing. I know he's gonna be in the NFL someday, so he's doing a terrific job. But I promise you guys, I'll have him on next week for sure. But now you are stuck with the Zen Man and Hootie.
And just some new notes. Let's talk about the thing that's just been bothering me. I mean, yeah, no, Alice. Obviously, the Hanley Ramirez trade bothered me. Let's talk about the first one that happened. Ichiro traded to the Yankees. I mean, obviously, yeah, it's a big name. I can't really imagine Ichiro playing for another team, but I understand Ichiro. I'm not mad at him. Even if it wasn't up to him, I mean, let's face it, he's done everything he can to win a World Series, and he will never win one with Seattle. And he gets traded to the Yankees, and the same day, not only does he play in the Yankees roster, but the Yankees are in Seattle to play the Mariners. I mean, I know that there's at least 10 people that showed to that ballpark not knowing what happened, and they're watching the game, and they see Ichiro coming up, and, like, what's going through their mind?
You got to love that. It's the most brilliant trade. It's not brilliant, but, I mean, you can't deny how, like that is going to be something that's going to be talked about for years and years to come. I mean, they trade for him. The morning they come into town, they get to town at, like, midnight, the Yankees, the team gets into town at midnight, and between midnight and the game, he's traded, has a uniform, steps on the field and plays, how did he do? What do you know stats from the game? I mean, did he do that good in his first his game as a Yankee? I know always know the stats. So.
Oh, the first game he played?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went 1-for-4. It's funny. No, I didn't even look it up. I do know what he did. He was 1-for-4 with a stolen base.
First game of the Yankees, and the Yankees did win first game.
Yeah, I mean, it's good timing because I think a few days later, A-Rod had his hand broken. He got hit with a pitch, and you saw him on the ground. I know he's a crybaby, but I think that would probably put anybody out. And so he looks like he's done for the season. The broken hand is serious. So I guess it's good timing that they got Ichiro. But the Yankees are rolling. I see the Yankees doing a lot of things. I still like the Rangers and, a couple other teams, the Tigers, Angels. It'll come down to those four teams. I don't see anybody in the NL winning the World Series this year. I mean, the Pirates are doing good, but let's face it. I don't think against in a five-game series against the Yankees or anybody like that, seven-game series, there's no way they're going to have a chance. But money is on the Rangers, so, yeah. Well, it's on the Marlins and the Rangers. But
my money is on the Yankees, just so you know. My money is on the Yankees. Best team in baseball right now will be at the end of the season.
No, they're doing terrific. They should be doing this. They haven't been doing this the last few years, and it's mind-boggling because they've had a great team. I know it's not as impactful as the big three in Miami only because LeBron's not going to have an off game. Bosch is going to be 7 foot every game. Like, baseball is a little different. It doesn't matter how tall you are or how good you are. You can have off games. I understand it's a little different, but Yankees have a lot of great players, and they should be doing what they're doing now. So it's not – I mean, it's kind of surprising because it's been like 3 years and they haven't been playing as good because they won the World Series, but – with the talent, even with A-Rod out of the lineup, with Cano, Granderson, they're all good. So it's not surprising. I think they have a really good shot at winning the World Series this year. But we'll see how that figures out. But the other news I was kind of breaking the ice on a little bit was the Marlins getting rid of a few players. Hanley Ramirez, Anibal Sanchez, the big name, and Infante. Three big names are now not a Marlin. I haven't been too upset about Hanley. I mean, it's just hard to accept it because he's the one player that I never really thought would leave. He had the big contract. He's the face of this team. I mean, I don't care how many players you bring in, he's the guy. And it's just hard to get used to it. But the Dodgers ate up his contract. I believe Hanley was getting around $11 million a year. And the Dodgers decided to take his entire contract. So the Marlins, they don't have to pay him anymore at all. So that's kind of a good thing. He hasn't been playing great, so I think a lot of people are upset about this. They were paying Anibal $8 million, and he hasn't been doing good. So I'm upset about Infante. I liked Infante at second base. We have a lot of new players coming up and playing good. I think the Marlins are saving a lot of money, and they'll make another couple big moves. So we'll see I mean, the biggest reason, the reason that they're struggling this year is there is Heath Bell. I mean, when you win a lot of games but you lose them because a couple of hits in the ninth inning where they should have been outs and they should have been easy wins, they've lost those games, at least 15 of them, and it does a big part to your psyche when that happens. And I know that the Marlins just, it's hard to keep focused when you're winning the whole game, but you still think you might lose because you have a shitty closer. So we'll see. We'll see about that. How about the Phillies, though? Cole Hamels to a big deal, didn't they?
Huge contract. What is it, $144 million over, what, 6 years or something like that? 6 years. The second, it's the leading contract. CC had the biggest before that, $161 million for 7 years. But Cole's got $144 mil for 6 years. The problem is the man has one of the lowest ERAs in baseball, and they still cannot win. As a team, they cannot put wins on the board. Even with pitchers with the lowest ERAs in baseball, I bet you look up the stats as a team, they probably have like the third or fourth lowest ERA as a team in baseball, and they still can't produce wins. It's killing me. It's killing me being a fan of the team.
Well, the Phillies, their hitting's coming back. I noticed Howard's stats because he's on my fantasy team, and I've had him on my bench all year because he was injured. But he's had, I think, 3 home runs or something since. I mean, he's had a couple of big games. I think they have to get that same lineup that they had a few years ago. They have them. They have them there. They're just not all, I mean, they've been injured and this and that. But if Utley can get back to where he's supposed to be, and Cliff Lee gets back to where he's supposed to be, which will be a huge difference in their pitching. I think they'll be okay, but they're so far back. Maybe that fifth wild card spot might be a savior if they can somehow get to that fifth wild card spot and get into the playoffs. They're not going to win the division. The Braves and the Nationals are playing way too good right now.
Have you checked up on how many innings have been pitched by Washington?
That's not what I asked, Troy.
Isn't it?
No.
Isn't it?
Yes.
No, I haven't. But
with his little delay going on there, that he can't pitch past a certain amount of innings. When you're in first place like that, they can't really like you.
We'll talk about that on our MLB section when we get to the MLB. A couple other news. Well, speaking of the Hanley, actually first hit was a triple yesterday for the Dodgers. And just for all you guys, I don't have the stats, but believe me, as a Marlins fan, if you look at any ballpark, any stats for Hanley Ramirez, he hits the best in Dodger Stadium. Every time we play them, he has a monster game. They show pictures of Hollywood, but without Holly, they put Hanleywood, like on the mountains. Has like a little graphic, so it might be the perfect combination. He might just have a killer second half with them. So just something to think about. But how about let's talk about the Olympics really quickly.
The only news I have, I know you have a lot more stuff about the Olympics than I do, but what about the, I believe it was a soccer match, North Korea and I believe the London Olympic organizers raised a South Korea flag or something like that, and North Korea obviously, got upset about that, and they were delaying action until they raised the right flag and apologized. I don't know if you heard that or not. I think it was soccer, right?
Yeah, it was South Korea was playing, and they raised the North Korea flag, and South Korea actually, it was a 0-0 tie, it looks like, in that game against Mexico. But, the wrong flag was raised. And, of course, that's going to cause a lot of controversy, a lot of, things going on down there. I mean, there's so much controversy in this year's Olympics already, with people being kicked off teams for doing stupid things and, everything right now. Michael Phelps, supposedly in a battle to see who wins the most medals this year and who can beat who. And it's just crazy already. And I mean, the game just started today, with the soccer game. And we haven't even had the opening ceremonies yet on TV. You already got people battling, and there's all these things going wrong.
Well, when do the Olympics officially start?
Well, the opening ceremonies are tomorrow, but the actual games started today with the soccer games. So the first round of the soccer games happened today. Great Britain played Senegal. Uruguay played the United Arab Emirates. Gabon played Switzerland. South Korea played Mexico. New Zealand played today. Brazil and Egypt. Which Brazil, that was a highly anticipated game because they're one of the favorites right there. They win all the time. Japan played Spain and Honduras played Morocco. So there were a lot of games today already before the actual open ceremonies have begun. These were the quiet games because they're preliminary rounds. It's all going to come down to the finals, and that's when they want everything to happen. So.
Cool. Yeah, all right. Yeah, that's cool. All right, because I just have not been keeping up the Olympics at all. But I definitely will follow the USA. How about the USA? They picked two-time Olympic champion fencer Mariel Zagunas as the flag bearer of the USA. It's kind of weird. I've never even heard of her, I guess. Is it her? I mean, I'm not even at all ashamed that I don't know, even if this is a girl or a guy. I mean, I don't watch fencing, but apparently that's a flag bearer. They couldn't have picked anybody else. I mean, Michael Phelps, LeBron James, anybody?
Michael Phelps is probably about to break history right now, with the most, medals ever for anybody in the history of the Olympics. So you might want to choose him, but, maybe he was busy. Maybe he had something to do. He was listening to his iPod, so they chose somebody else.
I guess, but then the next one down is Mariel Zagunas.
I don't know. Maybe it's or something.
But also, just so you guys know, today when I'm done with the top news, I will have the Heat schedule. I'm not going to go down all 81 games. Yes, there are 81 games. I wish I had that applause button because I'd be hitting it around like a lot right now. With 81 games and a longer schedule, we will not only is there 15 more games, or 82 games, excuse me. There's 66 this year, so that's 60 more games, and they're all spread out a little bit more. I know you liked all the compact action with like 6 games a week or whatever, but this will be a lot nicer, especially better for the teams. So the schedule was released today, so we'll have that a little bit later. And is there any other random news that you have?
Well, I mean, for as far as the Olympics go.
Not the Olympics. Anything else?
Because I was going to say, on the Olympics, that a lot of people are on the question for Usain Bolt because he's been having back problems. Been having a stiff back, and a lot of people don't think he's going to win it, but he says his stiff back as of this morning. He said his stiff back is okay, but a lot of people are questioning it, thinking he's just, going to fight through it, but it's not really, it's not really okay. And then as far as, Phelps goes, he dropped an event this year to try and be stronger in his other events, and a lot of people think it's because of his rivalry with Ryan Lochte, thinking that he might lose one to him if he does so many events, which I think is outrageous. This guy's the best swimmer we have, but He lost in a preliminary swim like a few weeks ago, but now he's dropping an event to make sure he's stronger for the events he plays against him to make sure he wins. So we'll see what happens with that. I find that interesting. I mean, the man's going to break records no matter what, but I like to see that competitive edge where he's like, I'll give up an event just to beat this guy in the events I face against him. So that's all good. So if you want to move on to something else, we can move on to football. We can move on to baseball more. The Greinke rumors about his trade. If you want to move on to football, Peyton Manning is over in Denver.
Well, just some other quick news. The Brewers are gonna. They said they will trade Zach Greinke by the deadline. I'm not sure other teams that will be interested. I'm sure you look for teams in contention to definitely. Look for him. I know that Josh Johnson for the Marlins is also on the trading block, and that would really upset me if they traded him. He's worth every penny because he's arguably the best pitcher in baseball. He's just been injured. He hasn't been playing great this year, but you know, he's always been, for me, he's just battled injuries, you know, but he's always been just a great pitcher, and I really hope they do not trade him. And
as far as Greinke goes, I heard that the rumor mill has it that the Braves, the White Sox, and the Rangers all want him at this point, and it's just a matter of who makes the best offer at this point.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You know, I mean, they're all contention teams. They all have the possibility to go all the way. So definitely, those are the people are going to want them. You know, I'm surprised I didn't hear Boston wanting them. You know, now they want to come back. I would figure them wanting to come back and be at the top of the league again, they would want a pitcher like that. But you know, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And let's hit it off. All right. Let's see. Let's move to the Olympics. Normally it's NBA or hockey, but, I mean, clearly those two really aren't. Well, I do have the schedule, but I figured I'd bring that up in about 8 minutes at half past the hour. I really don't have a stat. But as long as I entertain you guys at half past the hour, I think that's the most important thing. But what do you have? I'll be honest with you. I'm leaving Hootie. Kind of just to talk about Olympics and what do you have for the Olympics? What other stuff have you talked about or that you want to talk about?
We've got good teams this year. I mean, the basketball team is always something to look at. You know, we're definitely going to be on top of that. You know, all through the Olympics. I'm trying to figure out when the first game is for us. Trying to see if I can see that right now. You know, when we start really getting going here, because it's going to be
all. Well, you had the schedule last week. When is our debut? Do you know?
No, I don't have it in front of me now, but I will find it for you in a second because we need to.
I know.
It's something. Right. It's something we need to know.
I know.
Because we need to kick it off. I mean, even without all of our players, or even being the best team, in my opinion, we're not the best team we've been.
Right.
I think it's about to be on, and we're going to get a gold medal this year. I don't doubt it at all. You know. I will see what's going on with the basketball team. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to, all right, just because it's frustrating me now, because I haven't really looked at the Olympics at all. Next week, let's, me and you together, we'll bring our listeners, you know, we'll talk about all the events that U.S., or just, we'll talk about all the events that are being participated in the Olympics, and we'll also bring up, you know, USA, we'll bring up some schedules for the, you know, soccer team, the basketball team. If we get a plan that, we'll have it all for you guys next week.
Just for now, we play France on Sunday at 9:30 in the morning, Eastern time. So 9:30, anybody's up early in the morning, we play France in the first game Sunday morning.
Is everything played in London?
Yeah, everything's in London.
Okay.
You know, and like that day, there's a bunch of games. Nigeria and Tunisia is the first game. Brazil and Austria is the second game. We're the third game that day at 9:30 a.m. Eastern time over here. Then Spain plays China. Russia plays Great Britain. And Argentina plays Lithuania. That's the day for Sunday.
Okay.
On Saturday starts the women's games. And our women's team plays at 11:45 a.m. against Croatia. So that's when the women's basketball begins. And then from there, it just starts going and going and going and going. Our second game is going to be on Monday the 30th against, and I don't even know what AMG is. I was going to say angina, but that sounds like a disease or something. Anyway, we play our second game at 5:15 p.m. on Monday night. That's Angola, yes, it is.
Yeah, for real. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Sounds good, sounds good. And I'm definitely looking forward to it. We, at our store, we have not actually received any USA. We really are like the first store that, that gets everything, but we haven't. I think the House of Hoops in Dayton, they received, in Miami, of course, they received the jerseys, I heard, but we've only received
They got the jerseys and they got the USA basketball t-shirts in so far, but they haven't received anything.
We're usually kind of, we get everything, but we're usually a little late on getting everything, but we should have everything in soon. I hope we do. So that should be good. And, all right. All right, let's keep it moving. Let's just talk about, let's move on to baseball. Do you really have anything else to talk about for NFL or Olympics or anything?
Well, the NFL, the only thing, you know, I've been concentrating on is the fact that Peyton Manning has shown up to camp, and he's pretty confident in the way, you know, I was watching an interview with him, and he's pretty confident in the way he's throwing the ball and the way he'll be able to take a hit, you know, over there in Denver. He seems to be really confident, and I'm positive for the Denver Broncos, you know, with Manning is their quarterback. I think he's going to do a hell of a job over there. You know, I'm glad that they picked him up. I'm glad somebody was willing to risk on him. And I think he's going to do a hell of a job over there. As far as my Jets go, I would like to see what happens with, you know, Tim Tebow and Sanchez.
I was just going to ask you. I mean, I think so. I'll be honest with you. I think Tebow might be the most, I don't know, everybody keeps talking about Tebow. We don't have the men's Tebow, and we have the kids and stuff. For some reason, we don't have the men's yet. As you all know, the NFL jerseys and apparel are all Nike this year. They were Reeboks, so all the Nike stuff's in, and I like it. It looks okay. We don't have anything stitched. We have all the non-stitched one, but they're nice. They're $100. I don't know. They look nice. I don't know how they hold up, but It looks nice. It's cool. But a question to you, do you think Tebow will eventually be the starter? I mean, what is all the talk about if he's not going to start? I mean, he's going to talk about
They've already been talking about to rotate him in, kind of like the Wildcat option, to bring him in for certain plays, and then it will confuse the defense because you don't know if he's going to pass, throw. You don't know if he's going to use it as the option offense. And they're also talking about bringing him in for punt plays and for field goal plays where you don't know if he's just going to pick up the ball and run or pick up the ball and throw.
Forget it. I have the best plan. Just put Sanchez in for 3.5 quarters. When that 6-minute mark hits, or was 15 minutes a quarter, right?
Yeah,
I totally did. All right, my bad. When the halfway mark hits 7 minutes 30 seconds, bring in Tebow. Like, put him in for the end of the game because I think that's very.
He's very clutch.
He's very efficient for that fourth quarter. I think that's an idea. It wouldn't make any sense, and I would hate to try to like explain it to people if you're Rex Ryan, but who would try it? I think it'll work.
They got so many things that they could try with him. That's the best part about Tim Tebow is that you can try so many different things at the beginning of the season and just throw it out there and see what works.
He's gonna believe that it all is gonna work. So if it's a good idea and it seems crazy, it will work because he's gonna try hard. So.
Well, that's the best part about him is that he's gonna believe. He's gonna do his best and believe that it's gonna work no matter what they tell him. And like, yo, Tebow, go do this play. No problem. I got you. And he's going to make it happen. And other teams are going to be like,
How'd you do it? I don't know.
They told me go do this. Yo, was that play in the book? Not really, but whatever. You know, I just did it, you know. And that's the best part is that other teams are not going to know what's going to happen.
Here we go. First snap of the overtime. The Broncos have been in 3 overtime games this year. They won them all. Got him at the 40. It's Thomas at the 50. Stiffer got him 3 to the 30. To the 20. Thomas to the 10. Denver's going on the New England. They win it on the first play of overtime.
It's About That Time. All right, you already know what I'm going to present for my stat of the week. Do you have anything that you have prepared? You don't
I don't have any stats for the week. I haven't been watching stats. The only thing, you know, that I was concerned with was, you know, the fact that the ham and cheese there went 2-for-4 with a walk, a run, an RBI, and his first hit was a triple, you know, when they traded him, and I thought that was beautiful, you know. Because he was the one player I actually liked on your team, and I actually got his jersey, and they traded him like a month later.
Yo, Zen Man can sell ice with Eskimo, I swear. I sold 2 Hanley Ramirez jerseys today. I'm like, yo, what are you, I don't want to, like, say, what are you doing? Like, I'm trying to sell these things, but at regular price. At regular price. Like, what are you doing?
He doesn't play for the team anymore, but that's okay. Buy this. You're going to feel good about it when you see him next time, you know? But, I mean, that was my biggest thing is that, you know, that was my stat, is that he actually went 2-for-4 with a triple, a run, an RBI, and a
all win. Right. Don't try to play it off. You already said you didn't have a thing already. Nah, that's weird. I'm just messing with you. All right. I do have the schedule, and I'm just looking at it right now. Like, I see all the dates, all the teams, all the times, and all the way to the right, it says national TV schedule. I got to say, I mean, this is a he, of course. They're going to have a lot of national television schedules. They have a lot of schedules, a lot of ESPN, a lot of TNTs, a lot of ABCs. But they do kick it off for October 30th, the day before Halloween. They kick it off against Boston, 8 o'clock on TNT. So that's the first game. Then
they're in Boston or at home?
They're at home.
Okay, yeah. They're at home. Boston at home, yeah.
Yeah, then the next game would be at New York. That'll be on ESPN. We play the Brooklyn Nets the November 7th. It's not televised. That'll be at home. So our first road game is at New York, the second game of the season. We have our first road trip. We go at Atlanta, at Memphis, at Houston, at Clippers, at Denver, at Phoenix. At Clippers will be on ESPN, and at Denver will be on TNT. Wednesday, Thursday games. We will be at home against the Knicks on December 6th. That'll be on TNT. Let's see. We're going to be facing Oklahoma City. That'll be our first rematch of the finals. It'll be December 25th. Nice. Let me guess. They didn't plan it, did they? Nah, they did. I didn't plan it. Nah, of course they planned it. Yeah, Christmas Day. Christmas Day will be Tuesday this year. 25th, it'll be Oklahoma City at Miami. That'll be on ABC. So that should be fun. When do we play the Lakers? Lakers, we play January 17th. That'll be at LA. That'll be on TNT, of course. And see, anything else notable? We play at Oklahoma City February 14th. What is all this? We play on Valentine's Day? I don't understand. So we play Oklahoma City on Christmas and Valentine's Day. A lot of giving, I guess.
There's a lot of giving, you know. Somebody's going to give somebody something at this point, you know.
Kevin Durant didn't want to be with his girlfriend, and he didn't want to be with LeBron James on Valentine's Day. It's messed up. You've seen the Doodle Jump commercial. That's messed up.
The Doodle Jump, not good. I don't know if you looked at the beginning of the season schedule there, like, really close, but did you realize that Brooklyn's next first game, period, home or away, is at home against the New York Knicks?
Is it?
Yep.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of Knicks fans leaving to like the Nets. I've already seen it on my score. We have.
You gotta go over the bridge, but the first home game for the Brooklyn, the first game period for the Brooklyn Nets is at home against the New York Knicks on November 1st. It's on TNT. They gotta love that. I mean, that's the way to kick it off. When you open up a new arena with a, well, technically a new team, I don't know. They were the same team. Jay-Z owned them then. Jay-Z owned them now. It's not like somebody else bought them. They just moved them. They were still, I guess, you know, a lot of people intermingled New York and New Jersey together. Hence the New York Giants and the New York Jets playing in New Jersey, in the same place that the Nets used to play. It doesn't matter, really. So, you know, now that they're in Brooklyn, it ought to be something different because that's really a rivalry. It's really over the bridge in the same technical.
Every other sport, they got the New York team, so it isn't really like it's crazy or nothing. In the NFL, you have, what, three teams in New York.
Yeah, but you only have one team that plays in the state of New York. That's what matters.
What?
Who? The Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey. The Buffalo Bills actually play in the state of New York, in Buffalo, New York. So, you know.
That is very interesting news. I really didn't know. I didn't know. I've really been in New York, but.
Giant Stadium is in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and that's where the New Jersey Nets were before. That's why they were the New Jersey Nets. They were in the same parking lot, you know, but now they've moved to Brooklyn, so now they are really in the state of New York. So it's good to have a New York rivalry. I mean, unfortunately, you know, the football teams will never get that, but it's all good. It's all good. I'll still root for my Jets, even though they play in New Jersey in the garbage thing.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to have a little trivia for you. Not trivia. It's just a game. I'm going to give you a team, and just at the top of your head, whatever you know so far, your honest opinion, how many games do you think they're going to win this regular season? I'm going to start it off with the Boston Celtics. There's 82 games.
82 games. Boston Celtics, I'm going to say 61.
How many?
No, you know what? 82 games, I'm going to say 57. They can have a good season, I think.
57? You think so? Without Allen, I mean...
Allen wasn't the catalyst on their team. I think this year, with Allen gone, Rajon Rondo is going to step up. But the real question this year is KG. Does he really stand, you know, stand the test of time? But I'm going to say 57. I think they're going to be one of the best in their division, and possibly win the division.
I'll give you a slide because I think the Eastern Conference is still going to be a weak conference. I don't think they're going to win 50. I'm going to say 48. But, and I mean, Allen was a big part of it. I mean, stepping up, I mean, all really Rondo has to do is pass the ball, I think. But
But Rondo will step up and start making shots. Now that Ray Allen's not there, Rondo will start driving into the lane and putting up floaters instead of just driving into the lane and kicking it out for the three to Ray Allen. He'll start driving into the lane and putting up floaters, trying to get his shot because it's going to rely on him more, and that's what they need, and he's going to step up.
All right, next team. How many games do you think the Brooklyn Nets are going to win?
Now the Brooklyn Nets, that's going to be an interesting thing. You know, new stadium, teams rebuilding, got a lot of people from different places. I think they're going to be 500 teams. Maybe a little lower than 500.
I think they're going to win 55 games. They have a really, really good team right now. They didn't have Brook Lopez last year. They didn't have Joe Johnson. They didn't have a shooting guard. I mean, Brook Lopez is a great player. Humphries is a great player as well. They have two big guys down low. I've always loved Jared Wallace as a small forward. He can do everything. I mean, he was actually on my fantasy team last year. And out of all the players and all the games, he had the biggest game for my team at any given time. He had like 110 points one game. He had like 20 rebounds. He had a great game. I mean, obviously, Darren Williams, Joe Johnson. I think that team is – I don't know how deep their bench is. I think I think that they're going to do a lot of things. They offered Orlando a lot of money, a lot of stuff, excuse me, to get Dwight Howard. I don't know how they passed up on that, but I think they're going to win a lot of games. I would say less because they're a new team, sort of, but they're not really. The only new player, honestly, is Joe Johnson, but I think that team's going to be great. And I'd say over 50. I think 55 because of how weak it will be. Personally, we'll see. We'll see. And I have, all right, let's just go to two more. How about the LA Lakers, how they are? I mean, I don't, just not count Howard. I think either way, they're going to have at least Bynum or Howard. We'll see with Bynum, how many games do you think you're going to win?
I mean, with Howard, I mean, so what do you think about this thing about Howard, really just stating out there, I don't want to come back, what are their options, really? I mean, as a team, you own him. But for him to say, I'm not coming back, I don't want to come back.
It's just because it's going to be awkward, one. Two, I mean, he doesn't want to be there. He's made that obvious. I mean, he wants to win a title, and they haven't done anything for him. He's like LeBron.
That,
when he was in Cleveland. It didn't help him out, so he wants to move.
That puts Orlando in such a bind because
he knows that he's giving them.
They can't get what they want for him, though. I mean, think
about
it.
That's their own thing. I just told you. Look, the Nets were going to give him Brook Lopez, Chris Humphries, Ian Shumpert, and three first round draft picks. That is a hell of a deal. I'm sorry, they should have accepted that immediately. I don't know how they passed it up. That was a huge deal. Look at all the other deals that you thought might have fallen through. Barzal,
they want him back, though. That's the whole point.
Yeah, but that's their own deal. I wouldn't worry about Howard. Howard knows that he's given him everything. You think LeBron James is the kind of guy that would just leave Cleveland hanging? He wanted a ring. He gave them everything that he had. But at some point, you got to realize, look, I'm not going to win a ring here. I got to move. I mean, I want that ring. I mean, Dwight Howard is, at his position, one of the best players in the NBA, and he's got to get a new home.
At
this point, he's caused so much controversy at this point, it would just be kind of weird, kind of awkward. It's like that girlfriend that you have, and you break up with her, and then you got to sit in a room with her for a year or something. You know what I'm saying? Then you have a class with her, and you got to be part of it. I mean, it's like, you clearly established that you don't want to be with them. You want to move on, and it just hasn't happened yet. You don't want to go back. It's clear it's over. There's nothing left for him in Orlando. And Orlando, I don't know what they think is going to happen, because if they keep him, then they're not going to get anything for him. There's things that we don't hear behind the scenes.
You don't put that problem on Facebook like everybody does nowadays. And that's what he did. He put this on Facebook. He blasted it out there like, yo, I don't want to be here. You know what? That just makes it harder for them to try and give him what he wants. Because you know what?
Maybe he's just fed up.
They technically by contract own him. So, yeah, he wants to get out of there. They want to get rid of him and make him happy. But at the same time, you don't put it on blast so that they can't get anything for you, because worst-case scenario, they're going to hold on to you and screw you over and make you stay there. And even if you suck, they'll just sit you on the bench, and you'll make no money sitting on the bench. Because I'm sure this club...
The Magic had a great deal with the Nets. They would have had two big men that have tremendous skill, and the Magic would have been fine. They would have had three more first-round draft picks and Ian Shumpert. That's a great deal. They should have taken it.
Apparently, it wasn't great for them. Apparently, we are no NBA gurus because they didn't think it was worth it. I mean, do they really want him at this point? They probably don't, but they want to get what they can get for him. But they know that teams are not offering the most that they can give for him because they know that he's not going to stay.
Let's put it this way. There's a lot that we don't know, and we don't know. We just don't know kind of position they're in right now. So we'll see what happens. All right. So let's move on really quick. My last team, I just wanted to say, the Miami Heat. I don't know, man. I honestly think that they're going to win I'm going to say 68 games. I don't think that's out of I think they're with the fact that I think last season they had so many games in a row, and they can be, the only time they get really in trouble is when they kind of just lose their focus, and that can happen when you play like 5 games a week. But I think with the games spread out more evenly, they're going to have more time to focus, and I think they're going to be the monkeys off their back, no pressure, and a better team. I think they're going to win 68, maybe 70 games, personally.
Oh, I would agree with you on that. I think they will definitely, if it doesn't come to that number, they will definitely have the most wins of any team in the NBA next year. These guys are on, they are set, they are fueled up, they are set player-wise to be the best team in the NBA. There was no doubt they were the best team in the NBA last year. And
I don't agree with that. I don't think they were the best team in the NBA last year. I honestly think that the Spurs, maybe even the Thunder, I mean, the Heat didn't win because they're the best team. They had maybe the best players, but they really weren't playing that great. You saw how they struggled against Celtics. I mean, I think they just got pushed in the right. I think they had to win it, so they just came out and they played out of their minds. They played the finals better than they played all season. But I think they should be the best team in the NBA. They're like the Yankees in a sense where they have the best players and they just aren't clicking. But I think that they should be the best team in the NBA. And I think they will be this year for sure, with all the pressure off their backs. Especially
the pressure's off, and you know what? They're going to go out there and have fun this year, and that's what it's all about. That wasn't there last year. Last year they were so worried about getting their first ring that they were a little tense at times, and you could see it when they played. They were so worried about winning to get their ring. Now that they got ring, it's all good. They're going to go out there and just play because they are the best. They do have the best players in the league. There's no doubt about it. LeBron, Wade, Bosh. I mean, these players that they have, Ray Allen now, the players that they have are by far the best players and the most experienced players in the league.
They're going to be on top.
They don't have to worry about when they come out every day, they don't have to worry about whether I win this game, whether I make it to the playoffs, because it's going to come down to, yes, we're going to make it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, the experience is everything. But I'm just going to move on really quickly. We do, I think there's another show scheduled after us. So let's just quickly go through the MLB, and then we'll wrap it up. And I have everything up here. I just want to get through the standings real quick.
Okay.
Before we go, we have about 10 minutes left. Let's kick it off really quickly with our MLB update. We'll start with the American League East. The Yankees still up on top. They're 59-39. That's 20 games above 500. They have the best record in the AL East. Baltimore is 7.5 games back. Tampa Bay is 8.5 games back. Toronto, 10 games back. And the Boston has slipped below 500. They're 49-50, and they're 10.5 games back. We'll see if they're close enough in the wild card when we get to that. The AL Central, you have the White Sox at 53-45. They have a half game lead on Detroit, and I have noticed Detroit, that's the closest I've seen them. They're only a half game back. It'll be close. I think the White Sox with Euclid and Adam Dunn now leading in home runs, we'll also get to that with our statistics. It'll be a close race, but Detroit should win. But I think the White Sox should keep it close. And that race, Cleveland 3.5 games back, Kansas City and Minnesota, their history. The AL West, they're pretty much a two-team race. Although Oakland has made it a three-team race. Texas 58-39. LA is only 5 games back. And Oakland, Oakland Athletics is only 5.5 games back. We'll keep an eye on that. Oakland, they believe, man. They're a young team. We'll see. I'll check out the wild card. We'll see if they have a shot at it. But I know, I mean, every time I look at the schedule, they're usually 10, 9 games back, which is a striking distance, but looks like they're making a move. The National League, Nationals have actually increased their lead in the NL East. They're at 59-39. That's actually the same record as the Yankees at 59-39. That's incredible to see that the Nationals have the same record as the Yankees. Atlanta's 5 games back at this point. The Mets, 12. Miami Marlins, 14. And Phillies are 14.5 back. I think Washington's got this. I think Atlanta's good enough, but I still believe in the Nets. The NL Central, Cincinnati still has the lead. They're 58-40, a two-point lead on Pittsburgh. St. Louis, the defending champs, are 5.5 games back, and everybody else is 14 back or lower. And the NL West, San Francisco actually has the lead. They're 55-43. Dodgers, 3 games back. They just pick up Hanley. If they get healthy, they should win that division.
What do you think about the Dodgers being that 3 games back? I mean, they started out this year, you know, once they were bought. You know,
they just have injuries. It's hard to keep everything flowing when you have your MVP, Matt Kemp, triple crown possibility last year. I mean, if he's in and out, it's tough to fill guys in and keep it going. It's just all psyche too. You know, you're missing them, and you have guys. It's just hard to pick up a team. You know, but they have Hanley. Whenever you trade a guy, look at Kevin Youkilis, he's been pretty good since they traded him to the White Sox. You know, Hanley, not only does he play good in that park, but, you know, he's going to get sparked up. And I think, you know, he'll be fine over there. I still root for him. You know, I still love him. But I think, you know, once Ethier gets back, Kemp, he's not fully healthy yet, but that team will be fine. 3 games back is nothing. They could be the best team in the MLB when they're all healthy. That's all it is, really. I don't think it's anything else but just staying consistently with the roster.
Four weeks ago, they were my pick for the best team in the National League to go to the, you know, to the World Series.
I still think they are, honestly. I think you have to watch out for the White Sox. No, excuse me, I'm thinking about the NL now. I just totally moved on. I think really my team won the Nationals or the Pirates. Maybe the Cardinals, if they get there because of their experience, they still have a good team. But I think the Dodgers are the best team in there. But you know, look out for San Francisco. They have good pitching. So, you know, they have some good hitting. You know, you have Posey and Sandoval. Milky Brera obviously won the All-Star MVP. He's obviously pretty good, too. So we'll keep an eye on that. I still think the AL is pretty strong, though. I think whoever shows up, I mean, unless it's a surprise team. I mean, anything can happen in baseball. Teams get hot, you know, it happens, but we'll see. Moving on really quickly to my stat leaders. Andy McCutchen is still leading the MLB in average with .368. Melky Cabrera, .356. Tied with him, Mike Trout at .356. Carlos Ruiz for the Phillies, .345. Joey Votto, .342. David Wright, .340. Checking in with the home runs, I already know Adam Dunn's leading. He has 30 home runs. He's old, man. He's like 34. I looked at him on Wikipedia today, but he has a chance to hit 600 home runs, man. He hits 40 home runs every year, it seems like, no matter how. It's just incredible, man. He's got 30 home runs. He's only batting .211, but leading .211 he's batting, but he's leading the league in home runs. It's incredible. He's got 0 triples, 13 doubles, 72 hits in total, but he's got 30 home runs. I think it's incredible. Ryan Braun, 28, tied with Josh Hamilton, and 4th player tied at 27, Jose Bautista, Encarnacion, Granderson, and Mark Trumbo. And your RBI leaders, Miguel Cabrera has 82 RBIs. Miguel's actually batting .325. That's incredible. Miguel's also got 24 homers, so he's doing good this year. Josh Hamilton, 81 RBIs. Kubel for Arizona. Jason Kubel has 72, tied with Josh Willingham from Minnesota. And Carlos Beltran, Adam Dunn have 71 apiece. Encarnacion and Prince Fielder have 70. So those are your leaders right now. I guess I'll really quickly get into the wins leader. Your wins leaders are David Price for Tampa Bay at 14 wins. And at 13, R.A. Dickey, Gio Gonzalez, and Jared Weaver have 13 apiece. Quickly, your ERA leaders.
Hey, what about Dickey? Dickey for the Mets for 13 wins.
What happened?
R.A. Dickey for the Mets with 13 wins. I mean, the Mets, wow. That's pretty impressive.
Right,
13 wins of a team that's not doing so well. I mean, he's number one. But hey, he's tied with Gonzalez and Washington. He's just
a knuckleballer, man. That's all it is. And he's not used to being this position. He's just learning. He's obviously got a lot of good stuff. I think he'll learn, and he'll be dominant again. No worries. He had back-to-back one-hitters. I think he's a great pitcher. So he's just a knuckleballer. It's a tough pitcher to be, you know.
Yeah.
You have one pitch, you got to work on it. But yeah. He knows how to throw it, so we'll just got to get back into it. He'll be fine. But last thing, your ERA leader is Cueto, 2.23 for Cincinnati. Ryan Dempster for the Cubs, 2.25. Fogelsong for San Francisco, 2.26. Tied with Jerry Weaver for the Angels. And Zimmerman for Washington at 2.31. And the last thing I want to get into before we hang up here, we got about 3 minutes left. Your upcoming schedules for the MLB starting tomorrow through the weekend. You got the Cardinals at the Cubs, Red Sox at Yankees. That should be good. Look for that on ESPN all weekend. Athletics at Orioles. Might be a good series right there. Tigers at Blue Jays. Padres at Marlins. Might be interesting, like, because they both suck. Phillies at Braves. White Sox at Rangers. Pirates at Astros. Indians at Twins. The Brewers host the Nationals. You have the Rockies hosting the Reds. The Mets go to Arizona to play the D-backs. Rays go to Los Angeles to play the Angels. That'll be a good series. Royals at Mariners. And Dodgers, Giants. That'll be a good division game right there. That's a 3 games back.
Of your upcoming games, that Philadelphia-Atlanta game, tomorrow, Hamels versus Sheets. She's coming back into the league. You know, this ought to be an interesting game, but she's coming back in, you know.
Well, just before I hang it up, I forgot to go to my wild card standings. As of right now, for the AL, the Angels and Angels and the A's are in the playoffs right now. That's incredible. The A's are in the playoffs. Detroit's a half game back. Baltimore 1.5. Tampa Bay 2.5. Cleveland 3.5. Toronto 4. And Boston 4.5. And the NL, Pittsburgh and Atlanta are currently both in the wild card. St. Louis a game and a half back. The Dodgers 2, Arizona 5, the Mets 7, Miami Marlins are 9, and the Philadelphia Phillies are 9.5 games back. And so we'll see how that ends up. I don't know. Marlins have good players, but I don't know if what they traded off is going to spark them. I don't know. But we'll see. I don't think the Marlins have a chop this year, but it's baseball. Honestly, I've seen crazier things. So, honestly, with that, we have no time left. I just want to say thank you, Hootie, for joining in. Hopefully, I'll be a little bit more prepared. You came with all the good Olympic stats today. And definitely look forward to having you on next week, next Thursday at 11 o'clock. Check in on Tuesday night. The Jordan Sports Talk will be live with Captain Frank Adred with his first mate, Ken. And with that, I want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. And I'm going to wish you guys a great week. Good luck to all your teams out there. And thanks for joining me in, Hootie.
Mike, no problem, man. It's a great, you know, great time being on the show. And thanks to everybody for listening to us.
All right, guys. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening in and bringing in my new record of listeners, the 356 last week. And we'll hope to keep it rising. Sky's the limit. With that, I want to say thank you guys and join me next Thursday night at 11. We'll have another show, and we will have Kyle Kaiser next week. So see you guys next week, guys. Thanks for listening in.
You're listening to Shift the Shore Radio. Radio.
Terrific defense by Wade and a nice rebound by Bosch. Here comes Dwayne for the bomb. Rock City East strikes again.
You can see it coming all the way. LeBron was up ahead of him in the right lane.
Take a look around. Tears from their eyes. Knees on the ground. Money in the sky. Take a look around. Ain't shit nice. Praying for my life, hope I make it through the night. I take a look around.
And he drives it to center field, that ball's deep. Back goes